Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
This is your old buddy Phil Nee saying happy trails until we talk again later next hour with community members, some friends stopping by the morning show studios. The update at 9 is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games. It's 56 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Tallahassee are still investigating Thursday's shooting on the Florida State campus that left two dead and four wounded.
The suspect, identified as Phoenix Eichner, a 20-year-old FSU student whose stepmother is a veteran deputy with the local sheriff's department. Investigators say the suspect had both a handgun and a shotgun. The shooting sparking new debate about gun violence across the country. Some of the students on campus survived the 2018 shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida.
That's ABC's Faith Abube. Maryland Governor Chris Van Hollen meeting Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the man wrongfully deported to El Salvador. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will walk away from ceasefire talks between Ukraine and Russia if no progress is made in the coming days. Alabama has become the latest state to approve measures that would ban pride flags from schools and mandate the display of the Ten Commandments. The bills also ban drag shows. This is ABC News. Tomorrow marks 30 years since the bombing of the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City. ABC's Jim Ryan was there in 1995 when 168 people died.
Hundreds of federal employees had settled into their desks in the nine-story building that Wednesday morning, and children played in the daycare center on the second floor. A meeting was being recorded across the street when, at 9:03, a truck loaded with 5,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate and fuel oil exploded outside. 168 people were killed, including 19 children. Domestic terrorist Timothy McVeigh was convicted and put to death in 2001. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which works to keep people from being ripped off from the banking industry, is the latest government department to be slashed under DOGE. 1,500 employees will be cut from the bureau, leaving only about 200 people. The layoff notices began arriving on Thursday. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep-fried or baked fish. Fish is served from 4 to 8 p.m. Fridays only. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world, and after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best, open at 11 a.m. Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, this area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
A high in the low 60s today with a chance of a few showers during the afternoon. A few storms possible early tonight, then variable clouds and cooler, a low of 39. Saturday, a mix of clouds and sun and seasonal, a high of 57. And Sunday, cloudy and blustery, soaking rain moves in around midday and a high of 53.
Privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelpy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelpy?
Just send them a text.
Text Skinny to 323232 to get started today with Zelpy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text Skinny to 323232 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text Skinny to 323232. That's Skinny to 323232. Skinny to 323232.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Gary here.
We get exclusive deals like $1,200 off any phone plus $500 off any tablet. It's a celebration so big, it feels like they wrote a hype song just for me.
Go, Gary! Go, Gary!
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Dance on over to U.S. Cellular in Richland Center for our parking lot party this Saturday from 11 to 3. Get free lunch from Chef's Hideout Food Truck, giveaways, prizes, and more.
Serving up delicious meals and local radio. Sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
On our morning show today from WRCO, we're talking with members of the Richland Center Band. Jeff Behrens is in, and we'll introduce you to the students in just a moment. A director of marketing, Carrie Stoltz, is here from the Richland District. You brought along more friends today, Carrie.
I did. We've got a full house today, Phil.
That's awesome. And it's coming down, culminating at the end of the year. A lot of things to talk about today,
right? We are. 32, I think, days left of school. We've got a couple today off for Good Friday, and then there's another one off for Memorial Day, but yeah, we're really, really getting down there on days. Spring sports are in full swing. We've got softball, baseball, boys golf, and girls soccer. All have had games, home games even. I think they've all opened their season. Track was on Monday night, and that was windy one for sure. Mm-hmm. But we had some great times and good experiences, and yeah, the kids are really getting into the last days of this school year, basically. So it's winding down for sure.
It'd be great if you could talk to Mother Nature about some of this wind that we've been experiencing.
Right? This weekend's supposed to be beautiful, so I think Easter Sunday will be just fantastic.
Yeah, awesome. We're on the right track anyway. Yeah. So, but it seemed like we're just setting the stage for the school year. You had just taken over a year ago in your new position, and here it is almost a year into that. Right?
It was, I'm actually working a lot on the senior salutes, and that was kind of the first thing that I did. The graduation, the kind of march through town, was kind of one of the first things I filmed while I was still working with Emily Dolan at the beginning of last year. So knowing that that is coming right up and we'll see our seniors kind of marching through town, is full circle for a moment for me, for sure. And to have been present for all of the things that have happened this year is really awesome. The senior class that we've got this year is just fantastic. As I'm putting those posts together for their salutes, I'm just always in awe of all the things that they've done and accomplished. And it's just an awesome class. And I mean, we're really, really sad to lose them, but know that they're going on to really amazing and great things.
And so it's coming down with some important dates. You'll have your scholarship and awards night not too far down the road.
That is coming up. Deadline was just the other day for seniors to apply for scholarships, for local scholarships. There's a lot of them, and it's so awesome to see the community really show up to support our schools and our students. They give a lot of money to our kids, and you know, it's our support means so much, but you got to have that purse too to do some of the things you need to do in college. And so to take that weight off of their minds even with a small gift, means the world. So really, really thankful to live where we do and in the community we do that supports us so well. So thank you to anybody who is a scholarship donor. We really appreciate it.
You see, of course, all levels, and we had the 4K screening not that long ago, and here we are with adults here
right?
in the studio, right?
It is really crazy to see this kind of full circle thing. We had, I think it was 2 weeks ago, we had the littles, and you know, some of them are really clinging to their mom or dad when they come in to do screening. Some of them, it's kind of the first time that they're away from mom or dad and experiencing school, and so it can be a little scary, but we hope they'll be super excited to come in the doors in September. And yeah, we're saying goodbye to these awesome kids too, so we get them for a long time, but just such a short window, right? It's like the years fly by, but the days drag on sometimes. So it's awesome to see that full circle, and our community and our kids staying involved, and to think that those little ones in 4K and blink of an eye will be seniors graduating.
Richland Center's band has always been a real bright point and a real highlight, and it's no accident that you brought along some members of the band.
Right? It's so true. If you mention Richland Center to just about anybody in like a convention or something like that, they will almost always highlight the band. And our band has this, you know, great, great history. It's the oldest high school band in the country, continuous high school band. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, right. So that, you know, it's quite the distinction, and it's such an honor to work for the school that has that distinction. Yeah, they have a lot of stuff coming up. State Soul and Ensemble, which they had, you know, great showing, the choir too, of students who are participating at state because they did so well at districts. It's fantastic to see that happening. And then there's choir concerts and band concerts coming up. At all age levels to kind of end the year. So we have quite the conglomeration of teachers who are directors, I guess I should say, who are really involved in our kids and want to see them succeed, all the way from, I think it's fifth grade they start playing instruments or experimenting with them, all the way through the high school level. So it's really our music department is definitely a highlight of being at RCHS.
Well, we're happy to highlight it here today on the morning show. Mr. Jeff Behrens is here. Jeff, how are you?
Doing well, Phil. Thanks for having us in.
Awesome. You're the oldest continuous band in the nation. I think Sextonville was, but they went defunct in like 1941. So you've had that distinction ever since, I think.
Yeah, I think they actually started. Doudna was the first director here. And I think he was in the Sextonville area when he started the band, and he took a principal job in Richland Center. And I think they were in existence for 2 years when he came to Richland Center. He took over the band or started the band here. And so that's why it's the kind of tricky to say it's the oldest continuous one. We're not the first, but the oldest continuous. And I should say public. There is a private school, I think, in Kansas that would be older than us. So we're the oldest public one.
Wow. That's a real point of distinction, though, I think.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Man, a lot of history.
It is. Really proud of your band. Proud to be a part of it. Just turning up the microphones to play the national anthem on the air. We do the sports during the year. But Pep Band sounded great this year.
It was really a good year for the Pep Band, and the neat thing, I think, was the amount of positive responses we got from the visiting teams. That you know, I know Jamie Johnson will mention sometimes the coaches are hoping it's a night for volleyball games the Pep Band is playing, but received a lot of compliments from other opposing teams' fans, too. So that's, you know, I think our fans kind of know what we're all about, but it's nice to hear the compliments from other schools.
So you're into kind of a busy spring season now. How are things going? What's the schedule like?
Yeah, it's actually, it seems like they're all busy seasons, but this may be the busiest of the seasons. We've got State Soul Ensemble coming up on April 26th. We've got our spring concert on May 5th, our large group contest on May 10th. Memorial Day Parade is on the 26th of May, and then graduation kind of finishes out the year, and then we'll have the June Dairy Days Rodeo Parade, too.
Okay. So you've got some students going on to the next level, though, right?
Yeah, it was a really good year at District Soul Ensemble. First, we hosted Richland Center back on March 8th, and I believe we set the school record for the most events qualifying for state. We had 53 events qualify. Essentially, over 90 students out of the symphonic band qualified to go, and some of the freshmen as well. So it was an outstanding showing. You know, it's we've had 51 events attend on a couple of years, 52, and this year we mustered 53. So it's I'm real proud of the kids and the work they put in, because a lot of it, I don't do a whole lot of the work, and the kids may be able to kind of tell you about this. A lot of the ensembles that had success, those kids go off in separate practice rooms, and we usually put some student leaders in charge. They're in charge of rehearsing and making musical decisions, and so the success of the kids really hinges on what they do in the rehearsals, because I kind of do what I call my drive-bys. I'll drop in for a few minutes and listen, then I'm off to the next one, because we'll have up to six or seven groups at a time rehearsing, and then they kind of trade practice rooms and we'll send the next group in. So the kids are doing a lot of that themselves while I'm working with the rest of the band in the band room. So very proud of what they've done, and just shows that how dedicated they are to have that much success. I think you'll see a lot of other schools much larger in Richland Center at State that won't have anywhere near the events we'll have there.
How many do you have in high school band?
There are currently 94 in the older band of Symphonic, and there's 32 in the freshmen. So what's that, 126, I think, altogether?
Good numbers.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. You know, we get a lot of the glory at the high school, but none of this happens without Miss Calabria's work at the beginning level and Miss Pam Peterson-Kintz at the middle school level. I mean, I don't get any of those kids if they're not doing that great work at the lower levels or the younger. I shouldn't say lower levels, but the younger levels. So, you know, the high school band doesn't exist without the work those two ladies are doing.
Well, every year you probably, it's kind of a little bit sad in some ways, because, you know, you say goodbye to seniors, but you told me as we came into the studio today that this is a pretty special group.
Yeah, they're all special. This, I think, maybe just because it's a large number, there's 31 seniors graduating, which is a little bit larger than we've typically had recently. And just because I've been able to rely on their leadership, and, you know, a lot of times they could do a pep band, I wouldn't even have to be there. I mean, they know the routine, and I think there's so many good leaders in this group. And, you know, I try not to think about them graduating. I remember it was in the basketball season. You were talking to Coach Pauls, and it was about their, I think, final game, and him talking about how sad it is, you know, that to see these kids, you know, these guys have been around me for 4 years, and it's not just the classroom time. It's concerts. There's rehearsals after school. There's marching bands. There's pep bands. The Florida trip. So I get most of these kids that are graduating, I'll have them all 4 years. And that's the only time of the year I don't really enjoy the job, is when you see them graduate. It's tough to see them. You know, you rely on them, and you get they become like your own kids in a way. So it's tough to see. I really don't like graduation at all. If I could flunk them all, I think I'd be okay.
The only good thing about, you know, being a senior is you don't have to play Pomp and Circumstance.
Yeah, but the funny thing with that is usually the first clarinet player will keep a tally on how many times we have to go through it. So we've got the last few decades. We know how many times it's had to go through for each class. So
you'll be getting that out before too long.
Oh, right? Yeah, it won't be long.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll talk to some of the members here. So okay. Anything else you'd like to say about the group that's gathered around the microphones right now?
Again, outstanding group of kids. We've got, you know, the State Soul Ensemble is the first thing we'll have coming up, but I think we've got an exciting program for our spring concert. Our large group contest will be essentially the same music. We use the spring concert as a kind of a dress rehearsal, if you will, but then the students will be judged on May 10th. With the same three selections we do at our spring concert. And I'm a big fan of the program we're doing for both the freshmen and the older kids. So I'm excited about that. And I haven't decided what for sure. We're locking in for Memorial Day, but it'll be a fun, exciting end of the school year with a bunch of good kids.
What class are the pieces that you're playing for the contest?
The older group is going to be in Class A, and the freshman band is in Class B, but the piece I picked this year, I was not sure they were going to be ready to do it. You know, I didn't think they were going to be able to maybe bite off that much, and they're really digging in hard, and it's one that I think probably the hardest Class B piece on the required list, and it may be kind of borderline Class A. So the freshmen have really stepped up this year. They've made huge strides from back in September and August when we kind of first got the groups going then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always think about back in the day, you watch those elementary concerts, and the fifth graders, you know, can almost play Jingle Bells at the Christmas concert, you know. Yep. By the end of the year, they're really improved. But you see that at all levels, all that improvement.
Oh, yeah, and it's I should do a better job of recording the first rehearsal when we start that new program of music. You know, when we finish Pop's concert, I really should get a recording out, because if you compare and contrast between the month and a half or so we're working on that, it's huge strides that take place, so.
Yeah. Well, good to have you in here, Jeff.
Thanks, Phil. Appreciate it.
We'll put some of the students on the spot there, if that's all right. How about Maddie Huber over here? She drew the short straw. She's next in line. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Does it seem like the school year is going by fast?
Yeah, definitely.
You were involved in a lot of things. You had Grease, the musical, not too long ago, right?
Yeah, that was a hard goodbye.
I bet.
Yeah, lots of these have been really difficult to say goodbye to. Volleyball, Greece, not looking forward to track very much, and band will be probably the hardest thing to say goodbye to, honestly.
I bet. Yeah, you're involved in track. I saw your name there. How's everything going?
It's going really good. We had a meet on Monday night, and I PR'd in shot and disc, and so that was really good. I was very excited about that, despite the wind. So.
And your sport, of course, there are heavy things that you're throwing, right?
Yeah.
But still, the wind affects you a little bit.
Oh, definitely. Especially in discus. You could see them. We were doing our warm-up throws, and the wind was... It was really windy, and we'd throw them, and they just flipped over in the air and banked left really hard, so lots of people ended up scratching, but yeah.
What instrument do you play?
I'm a percussionist.
Ah, all right. A good percussion section, I think. You must have several seniors in the percussion, don't
you? Yeah, we do. Me and Grayson, he's also here. Mm-hmm. Yep, and then we have a few more, and we have a really, really big percussion section, which I think is really interesting because we're able to play pieces that like require large groups, and so that's really fun.
So you've had fun in band. Was there ever any thought during your middle school and high school career that maybe I should do something else or not?
I almost quit coming into high school because I was just really nervous. And my mom had Mr. Behrens as a teacher in middle school in basketball. And she convinced me. She said, if you stay, it'll be worth it. And we started school and I'd never looked back.
Ah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Is music going to be a part of your life?
I hope so. It always will be, but right now I'm in the process of auditioning for the Marine Corps band. Not really sure how that's going so far. I'll find out eventually, but even if I don't make it there, I do intend to keep playing some way or another. So,
how do you audition for the Marine Corps? Is it video?
Yeah, it starts with video, and then you do a lot of like video revisions, and you just re-record things, and then eventually they reach out, and they basically say, we want to see you in person, or they say, we don't want to see you, and then you just go on with your life.
Okay. You'll be in the Marine Corps either way,
yes.
Whether you're in the band or not.
Yep.
When do you leave?
I ship out sometime in August.
Okay.
To California for training, so I'm excited about that. It's scary, but... You know, everything is kind of scary once you graduate. So.
Good for you. Absolutely. You know. But at least you'll still get a summer before.
Yeah, I'm really glad about that. I told them when I enlisted, I was like, I want to have my last summer with my family before I go. So.
Okay. What's your favorite pep band piece?
Pep band? I don't know. Sweet Caroline, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Or Tequila.
Yeah.
Big fan of Tequila. You just get to scream really loud,
scream.
And I enjoy that.
Yeah. Sweet Caroline, I always comment on that. Here's a song that's 55, 56 years old, and everybody knows it. You know, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's an iconic one.
It definitely. Is.
You get to yell during that one, too, so
yeah,
it's
you
also
do.
Fun.
Right. Well, good luck with you, and good luck in the off season there, and enjoy your last moments with the band.
Yeah,
too.
I will. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, you bet. And Grayson Banker is here as well. Grayson,
hey,
how you
Thanks
doing?
For having me on.
You're another percussionist here representing.
Yep.
So what's your favorite pep band song, by the way?
I'm gonna go with Enter Sandman by Metallica.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one. Sure.
It's a great fun piece.
There are quite a few heavy metal songs represented in the repertoire, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And you're in track. How's that going?
Great. Meet Monday was a great time. Had a lot of fun. Set some season bests. But yeah, again, that wind was rough. So if it could get a little warmer, that'd be really nice.
Right.
I'd appreciate that.
That's the way the track season goes. Then you'll be, at the end of the year, you'll be wishing it was cooler.
Right. Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. So does it seem like the school year is going fast for you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. With the musical in the fall, that, you know, it was a 3-month experience, but I mean, that went by super fast. And then the winter's been going by a lot faster than I expected. And, you know, 2 months left now. So.
Maddie mentioned Greece. Do you think someday, you know, you could just wake up and all of a sudden just go put it on again? Do you ever have that dream?
I mean, yeah, I guess I've thought about that. That would be very fun. I mean, I would do that show a million times over again. It was one of the best experiences of my high school.
Yeah, and really, truthfully, I'm not just saying this, one of the best I've seen at Richland Center in some time. So
well, thank you.
Very, very good. So what about plans for the future, Grayson?
I am studying music education at UW-Eau Claire this fall, so kind of hoping to follow in the steps of Mr. Behrens, be a band director.
Awesome. So that's really good. You can, is that something that you've always liked, or do you just have a light bulb moment here in the
I think it was always in the back of my mind, but it really, like, took off my freshman, sophomore year of high school. It's just like, yeah, this is what I want to do. This is fun. It's kind of like where I fit in. And yeah, it's just been what I want to do since then.
So it would be instrumental band that you'd be looking at.
Yep.
Do you have to learn a little bit of all the instruments then?
Yeah, that'll be a huge part of it. A lot of instrument learning, a lot of music theory. It's a pretty tough degree. So I'm nervous, but I'm very excited for it.
Mr. Behrens will tell you, though, there's a real need for music educators.
Yeah, absolutely. Teachers in general, there's a huge need for all of them. But yeah, music is definitely somewhere that, you know, I'd love to help out.
You're looking forward to that spring concert?
Yeah, definitely. We've got some great songs we're playing. Very excited for that.
Good. So it's all coming down there. I know it's kind of bittersweet, but I think the next couple of months are going to be pretty fun, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm excited. Bittersweet, like you said, but it's going to be great. We're all moving on to, you know, bigger, better things, and I'm excited to see where me and all my classmates go.
Absolutely. How about Mr. Gauld over there? Ethan Gauld is in the studio with us as well. Good morning. How are you, Ethan?
Morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good to have you in here. So what are some things you're involved in this spring?
I am in track, and then I also manage the girls' soccer team.
What events are you doing in track?
Shot and disc.
Okay. And how do you organize your time to get over to the soccer field?
I try. I kind of pick track as like my main sport, but I try to make efforts to get to soccer.
Okay. And band, coming down to the wire in band. What instrument do you play?
Alto sax.
Okay. And have you always been the alto sax player?
Yes. I thought about switching in like middle school to Barry, but I'm glad I stuck with the alto sax. It's so fun.
Music is pretty important to you?
Yeah. Big part of my life.
At the end of the school year, are you going to have a Grease moment on graduation day where you're all going to sing We Go Together or something like that at the end? Throw your caps in the air?
That would be pretty awesome. I don't know how good it'd sound. I think half of us would be crying, but like...
Yeah, right.
Maybe.
Seems like this year has gone by pretty fast, isn't
it? It's gone by so fast compared to like freshman and sophomore year. Junior and senior year go by really fast.
What are you looking at doing next year, Ethan?
I look to go to UW-Eau Claire for nursing.
For nursing, okay. Well, good luck with that. Mm-hmm. Another occupation that we need more of, right? You got some students that are going to get right in the workforce right away, Mr. Behrens, I think. Pep band piece, what about your favorite?
My favorite, Crazy Train.
Crazy Train, another metal classic there, mm-hmm. Indeed. Is music going to be a part of your life, though?
At Eau Claire, I'm going to be in the marching band.
Good.
And so that's a really big band. There's like 330 members, and they do a lot of cool things. They go to... I think they've contacted like the Green Bay Packers and the Minnesota Vikings to perform like halftime shows. So I plan to stick it to do that through college.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. I think you got to be in pretty good shape to do that, don't you?
Oh, I know. They're in the gym all the time.
Uh-huh. That's a good deal. Yeah, you got to be a real athlete to do mm-hmm. that. So good luck with that. Well, thanks for joining us on the morning show.
Thank you.
And last but not least here in this segment, we have Mara Delagrave. Mara, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Awesome. So what are you up to this spring?
Not much. We just finished forensics. We went to state for forensics this past weekend, or past Friday. I was doing a piece with Maddie Huber.
Okay.
Over there.
What category?
Play acting.
Play acting, okay. What was the play?
We did an excerpt from Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, which is basically just... like some characters from Hamlet, but it's like expanded upon. It's basically just these two guys and they're pretty stupid.
So you did well at state then?
Yes.
Yeah. I know that's kind of nerve-wracking. Now, how do they do that in forensics now? Do you have to put it on three times or you just do it once for all the judges?
Well, we have three competitions every year. We have sub-district, district, and then we have state. At sub-district and district, we perform three times. For three different judges, and then at state, you perform only once.
And it was at UW-Madison?
Yes, it was at UW-Madison.
Got a chance to be on the big campus there for a little bit. Where are you looking at going to school next year?
I'm planning to go to UW-Eau Claire. Okay. I'm planning to study marketing.
Awesome. You'll be able to keep tabs on Ethan then, make sure he behaves himself and everything then. So.
That's for sure.
Yeah, and again, you were in Greece.
Yes.
Not too long ago, so that was a wonderful time.
Yes, it was. And I, like Maddie said, it was very hard to say goodbye to all of that, but it was one of my favorite high school memories for sure.
And the band, you've made some memories. Do you have a favorite band memory?
Probably the Florida trip that we took last year on spring break. We played at Disney Springs, and we just went to all the parks, and it was very fun.
Uh-huh. Great bonding experience for the band. And what about the concert coming up here and competition? Are you looking forward to that?
Yes. I really enjoy all the songs we're playing this year. And I just think our band sounds really good all together. We're all very good together. We mm-hmm. just all sound good.
Right. A tight unit.
Yes.
Absolutely. So, and in terms of Mr. Behrens, you know, you've had him all these years. Does anybody in the band do a good imitation of him, or is there any...
Oh, I don't know. He has a couple of phrases that he repeats almost every day, and every time he does, we all look at each other, and I think all of us probably do a pretty good impression.
Yeah. Do you care to say what the phrase is? Or?
Oh,
you just gotta read what's in black and white.
Yeah. Read what's in black and white, count to four.
Mm-hmm.
Are we Russian? No, we're American.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
And a favorite pep band piece? Did I ask you? I guess I didn't. No.
I really do enjoy Tequila, but probably Smoke on the Water is my favorite.
Another classic from the Barron's repertoire, yeah. Right there. Well, thanks everybody for coming in here.
Thank you.
Good luck with the waning days of band. We appreciate that. We have a couple of more guests coming up in a moment, but thanks to Madeline Huber, along with Grayson Banker, Ethan Gauld, and Mara Delagrave on this portion of The Morning Show.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Hi, this is Daniel Miller, Old Cooch Books and Libation, downtown Richland Center. Got a lot of new books for you, and replenishing from Christmas, and the kids' books especially. Old Cooch Books and Libation, a full-service bookstore. Order for you anytime. Old Cooch Books and Libation. Don't forget, we wrap presents for free.
Do you realize that Richland Center is one of the few cities in Wisconsin to have an outdoor theater, roller rink, bowling alley, book, and record store? While visiting Richland Center, make sure you stop at Mastodon Records, located at Okooch Books and Libations. They have new vinyl, used vinyl, collectible and keepsake records, and can special order. Maybe you no longer own a turntable. Mastodon Records can hook you up. Stop by Mastodon Records in downtown Richland Center at Okooch Books and Libations to start your record year.
Get your dirt work done right with Muller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Muller & Sons Excavating.
Wilkinson Auction's annual lawn and garden auction is Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We have hundreds of lawnmowers, tons of ATVs, boats, cars, neat scooters and toys, and even mini excavators and mini loaders. We're taking consignments through Thursday, April 24th. Get your lawn and garden equipment down to Muscadet so we can get it on the auction. Wilkinson Auction's lawn and garden auction, Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info on this auction at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Does your employer offer 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? A 401k with company match? Annual bonuses for all employees? Rockwell offers all that and more, including paid parental leave, tuition reimbursement, unlimited referral bonuses, and endless growth opportunities. This isn't your typical manufacturing job. It's a great place to work because of the great people who work there. Join the team. First shift starts over $20 an hour. Second shift over $22 an hour. Apply at RockwellAutomation.com/careers, search Richland Center, or stop by any Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages, number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Se busca un hogar seguro y asequible? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin está aquí para ayudarle. Ya sea que esté alquilando o comprando, le conectamos con opciones de vivienda de alta calidad y a precios accesibles que se ajustan a sus necesidades. Todos merecen un hogar seguro y estable. Llama al 608-647-4949 hoy mismo o visítenos en línea para obtener más información. Looking for a safe, affordable place to call home? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to help. Whether you're renting or buying, we connect you with quality, affordable housing options to fit your needs. Everyone deserves a safe and stable home. Let us help you find yours. Call 608-647-4949 today or visit us online to learn more.
I'm Bill Scott, host of the Titletown Report.
He does such a great job of learning from every experience. We'll all be better for it.
The Packers will be back in August, and I'll have in-depth analysis and reaction from the coaches and players.
I think we did some really good things this season.
Connect your brand with passionate Packers fans from 65 radio stations and online.
That's going to be a great reflection point this offseason.
Contact Jill from marketing at 608-848-2770. That's 608-848-2770.
Welcome back to the Morning Show Studios on WRCO Radio. Members of the Richland Center High School Band in here as we salute some of the great things going on in the Richland School District. And coming in, we didn't have enough seating for them in the first half, so we apologize. Olivia Campbell is here and Emily Dickman as well, joining us from the Richland Center High School Band. So, Olivia, I'll start with you.
Great.
Has the school year gone by fairly quickly for you?
It has. I feel like I was just starting school, and now it's about to end, and I don't know what to do about it.
It's kind of bittersweet, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Sure. What do you love about being in the band?
All the different music I play. We're both in the freshman band and the normal band, so we get to play like double the amount of music.
Wow. Is that a challenge?
A little bit, because I have to learn more that I forget other songs, and it's a whole thing.
When Mr. Behrens puts that music in front of you, sometimes does it seem like a little bit of a daunting task?
Yeah, well, because he's like, we could play this and then this. I'm like, just pick one. And then he switches it sometimes, like, stick to the program. You got to do something.
I understand. So do you have a favorite piece in the upcoming concert?
I think Africa. Because I get to play piccolo instead of flute, which is my normal instrument.
Wow, okay. Is piccolo a difficult instrument to play?
Yeah, it's a lot more air, and it doesn't really sound good unless you play it right. So it's kind of really annoying to fiddle around with.
It's got a great sound when you play it right, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to think so.
What are some other things you've been involved in at Richland Center High School? Other than band, are you in any extracurriculars or anything?
No,
like that?
I just focus on band mostly.
Uh-huh. Great deal. Yeah. We asked the others about their favorite pep band piece. Do you have one?
I think 25 or 6 to 4.
There you go. Another classic.
Yeah.
I like that. What are you looking at doing next year?
Go to college. I'm moving down to Tennessee, so.
Ah, very good. And do you know what you like to be as far as your occupation?
Yeah, forensic scientist.
Really? Okay. So. Good. Were you inspired by anything or?
TV shows.
TV shows.
Yeah, I watched them and like, I'm going to do that.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I got going on.
What part of Tennessee?
East.
Okay.
Toward the tip.
Uh-huh. Well, good luck. Remember all the little people in Richland Center, you know, someday. Thanks for coming into the studios.
Yep.
And also joining us, Emily Dickman. How are you doing, Emily?
I'm doing good.
Good. What are some other things you're involved in this spring at Richland Center?
There's not much in spring, but in the fall I was involved in the musical. And so then there's that, and then solo ensemble is what I'm focusing on.
The musical went really well, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was super fun. I was stage manager in the back, so.
Boy, you must have had a lot to do.
I designed a lot of the sets, and then I was in charge of making sure that everything went smoothly back there, so it was a little stressful.
And it really, it did, though. At least in front of the curtain, it seemed like it went pretty well.
It went good.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. What instrument do you play?
I play tenor saxophone.
Have you always played?
Yes, that? I started in 6th grade, and then I dueled with percussion for just 6th grade year, and then I switched fully to tenor sax because I liked it better.
Music is part of your life. Do you think it always will be?
Yes. I'm going to be playing in the woodwind band in Winona next year. So I'm already in it. So.
Oh, wonderful. That's awesome. So, and you'll have such a good start at Richland Center. It'll probably seem easy when you get there, right? Maybe. What about a favorite pep band piece?
I really like Sweet Caroline because the tenor saxophones have that main part in the beginning and in the end. And it's also, you know, it's just a good song. So.
I know you have a love for music because I remember through your high school years, you'd play your phone over the PA, like before soccer games and things like
yeah.
that. And it was all classic rock. I'm like, I remember the first time, you're probably a freshman. I'm like, who is this kid? These songs are on their phone? That was pretty impressive.
Yeah, I did manage boys soccer. And then sometimes I'll go back and I'll still do the announcements for it because they are scared. The other managers don't like doing it.
Mm-hmm. So you drew the short straw to do it then. So, but kudos on the music there as well. So, and then you mentioned going to school, and did you mention an occupation, what you like to do?
I'm going into professional writing.
Oh.
And so then just anything, anywhere I end up where it's, I'm writing anything. So it could be like technical or it could be creative. I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm. What's your opinion on AI? Because a lot of people kind of go in that direction these days.
I don't think AI has any place in creativity. So, like, keep it out of art, keep it out of music, keep it out of writing. I'm okay if it's in anything that's technical. So, like, anything that's analytical and statistical, I'm okay with it in there.
Well said. I think that's a good answer. Yeah. It's kind of bittersweet. The last, 32 days of school or something like that?
Oh yeah. I have it marked on my calendar 100 days before I leave for college, when I begin my countdown.
So your countdown for college, not necessarily the end
for
of
the graduation. Well, because after graduation, I don't leave. I still see everybody. Mm-hmm. So, but I don't know. Over the summer, I'm working a lot. And so then it's just, that's when I'll feel bittersweet, is when I get to the, like, my last shift in work. I have to say goodbye to my boss.
And where do you work?
Christie's Sunnyside.
Oh, okay.
Best bakery. nice go there for scones.
That's a great plug right there. It's bittersweet. I think it seems like this is a pretty tight-knit class. Is that the case?
Definitely more this year than in the past years. I haven't felt this close to my class my whole high school career until senior year. It kind of feels like everybody's getting brought together more. I didn't really hang out with a lot of the senior, well, a lot of my class throughout high school. And then this year, kind of just like we all like hung out and we go to like campfires together and mm-hmm. we meet up, like we hang out at like homecoming. We were really close knit together. So it just seemed better this year than it did past years.
That's great to hear. Thanks for coming into the studios today. Mr. Behrens, if you want to slide back over there to the microphone, that was a good group you brought in today. Again, we thank you very much for that.
Yeah, the whole senior class is a good group. I mean, even freshman, sophomore, junior, it's a thrill to work with those kids. I always tell people I've got the best job in the district. I know Carrie might argue on arm wrestle all over that. But I think the thing that's special for me is the fact I mentioned earlier that I've got these guys, most of the kids, for 4 years when they graduate. So there's a bond that develops over that time because it's, like I mentioned before, it's during the school day, but it's a lot of after-school activities. So you get to know the kids, you know, at a deeper level than maybe someone that's teaching a history, English, science class, because a lot of those are set up maybe it's 1 or 2 years. And then you moved on to another teacher. So that's why I feel very fortunate to be in the position I'm in. It's I tell my wife, who's a retired band director now, I said, this is the time of year I wish I worked at a job where I could just punch a time clock and not have to get attached to the people, because it is hard to say goodbye. And I know the whole reason to have them in school is to prepare them for life after or high school. So I get that it's part of the game, but it's not the part I really enjoy. So, yeah, it's good bunch of kids here. And, you know, it's overall, the whole school system is set up very well. I mean, administration-wise, the the cooks, the custodians, bus drivers, you know, everyone works well together. And so it's a pretty fortunate situation for me to be in.
Band is a real melting pot because you have students that are involved in sports or whatever, and maybe other extracurriculars. It's brings them all together, doesn't
it? Yeah, it's because there's a pretty high number of students that are involved. There's a lot of different personalities, a lot of different interests and likes and dislikes. So in some ways, that's a challenge to but a fun challenge to get all those different, you know, personalities together to kind of make one cohesive band. And that's part of the job that is somewhat challenging, but I don't know. It's, it seems like everybody's got a place in band. It's kind of like, I'll say it's like a large family. You know, it's people just find their niche and everyone finds out what they need to do to contribute in a positive manner, and it, it somehow always finds a way to work itself out. You know, a lot of talk about Grease, the musical, and you talk to any director, I think even community players, 2 weeks before the opening show, there's a lot of panic, and it's like, how are we ever going to be ready? And somehow it's magic, you know, just it finds a way to come together. And I know talking to the directors in Grease, they were panic city about 2 weeks before, and it's like, we're not going to be ready. And somehow the kids always find a way to pull through. So it's that's another part of the job I really like is that I mentioned before, the kids do a lot of the work on their own. I mean, I one person for the amount of activities we've got going on, it can't be done by one person. It's got to be the kids have to take some ownership and make sure that they're prepared to make or break the band. So we got to sink or swim. I can only give them so much, and they've got to take hopefully that knowledge I try and give them and make something successful.
Well, thanks for all you do, Jeff.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks for having us in, Phil. I appreciate that.
And good luck with your upcoming contest as well.
I'm looking forward to it. I think kids will do real well.
Well, I think we'll hear some good results then.
I'm hoping so, yeah.
Absolutely. Carrie, thanks for bringing in this group today. It's been fun having the band in.
Yeah, it's always nice to have the kids come. I shouldn't even say kids anymore. These guys are practically adults. But it's always nice to see the kids coming in from the high school and from the district. It really is a great place to be. And I think maybe Emily alluded to it a little bit that even this year feels even slightly different for the senior class for sure, but for our district as well. It's really, it's just a great place to be. And Jeff is right. I will arm wrestle you for the title of best job in the district. So it's really awesome. And if anybody is looking to join the district as an employee or a student or something like that, we would encourage you to come take a look, talk to somebody who's there, meet any one of us, contact me, contact Jeff, contact anyone you want. We'd love to show you all the great things that are happening in the Richland School District. And thanks again, Phil, for having us.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Appreciate you bringing them by. Carrie Stoltz, Director of Marketing for the Richland District, and earlier, Olivia Campbell and Emily Dickman. Mr. Jeff Behrens, Maddie Huber was here, along with Grayson Banker, Ethan Gauld, and Mara Delagrave on today's morning show.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Gary here.
Yep, we get exclusive deals like $1,200 off any phone plus $500 off any tablet. It's a celebration so big, it feels like they wrote a hype song just for me.
Yeah, and it would be like,
go
Gary. Go Gary. U.S. Cellular. Love Gary.
I'm cool with just the music.
Celebrate US Days at U.S. Cellular. Customers can get $1,200 off any phone plus $500 off any tablet. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Hope you enjoyed the salute to the Richland Center High School Band on our morning show today. Stopping by, just literally walking in and sitting down in front of a microphone is Jamie Johnson. Mission and Crime Stoppers Easter Egg Hunt is happening tomorrow. Tomorrow is Easter Saturday. What can you tell us about the event, Jamie?
Yeah, we picked this up a few years ago, and we made a few changes, and the families have really enjoyed the changes that we made. The event, so I'll mention it multiple times, is tomorrow at 10:30. At the Killian Meyer Building over at Crosscut Park. So you'll kind of park over there, work your way over. Thankfully, the weather, we picked got the right window between today and yesterday, or tomorrow, I mean, that we're going to have a great weather for that opportunity. We'll dismiss kids by ages, so like the 2- and 3-year-olds and then 4- and 5-year-olds. They'll go out. There's just eggs out everywhere. They can pick as many as they want. Families can take their time. Then they'll come back in, and there's nothing in the eggs. Actually, they deposit the eggs back in, and they get a bag of candy that has just a whole potpourri mix. We do have some peanut-free bags as well. And then they also have a Culver's Chippy in there. And then they can visit the Crime Stoppers table. I'm not sure McGruff is going to be there, but the Easter Bunny will be there too.
All right.
Also for some photo opportunities. And we do that. And the reason we went to that change is kind of lost the art and the mindset behind it. It got so competitive. Kids were fighting over eggs when the candy was in each piece of egg or every egg. And I didn't like seeing that. We weren't running it then, but I saw that. I'm just like, no, let's do this. So we put together a common bag for that every kid will get. And, you know, some of the older ones, if they come up to age 12, they go last. Then sometimes they get a couple extra bags because we have some extras. So they make out pretty well. But it's just a great time. It takes about a half hour, 45 minutes total. We do wait till 10:30 just to make sure everybody has an opportunity to get there. So people around. But, again, great photo opportunity with the Easter Bunny. And just kind of have that opportunity. Check out the Crime Stoppers. They've got some gifts and things to give away too. So it's a great opportunity. And then also that afternoon, our church is sponsoring the King of Kings animation movie at 3 p.m. at Center Cinema. And they're opening up both theaters for that. It's it's Overcome Already Prince of Egypt from the Angel Studios, but kind of tells the Easter story. And it's just been taking the country by storm. And it's just very popular. So we provide the ticket. You guys, there's our concessions to buy, you know, at the movie theater there. But we're providing a free movie entry for everybody in the afternoon that can make it and first come, first serve, as they say.
We salute you for putting this on because this is we've had Easter egg hunts in the community. It's a long tradition, and it's nice that somebody took that over. Why do you do it?
Well, you know, it's just an opportunity to give back to the community. That's a mission of our vision of our church. You know, if you come tomorrow, you might see some of our advertising, a different kind of church. And people are like, well, what's that about? Well, we're a different kind of church for two different reasons. One, we do video venue, so that's different. And we actually have two messages that you can choose from at our 10 o'clock services every week. And they're nationally top-notch speakers. And so that's what makes us different. But the other different item is that our number one budget item is giving back to the community. It doesn't go to a salary. It doesn't go to a building. Our number one budget line is ministry and outreach. And this is just one of the outreaches that we can do to help give back to our community. We've sponsored the movie The Chosen here this new season. You were able to see that the last three weekends. We sponsored that. You know, many people, especially the first weekend when they first heard about it, took advantage of that. We look to do some other things like that, but we get involved with Walk with Grace, of course, and Exodus Road, which is a sex trafficking organization, and Lydia's House. We're reengaging with that. So that's our number one goal. So it's just an opportunity for us, and nobody was doing it. And we're like, hey, we knew people from Crime Stoppers, and they used to do it. So it's been a great partnership. And the new location last year, too, has been really great for parking. And then with that cold weather, sometimes we have that. They can go in through and get a photo op there with the Easter Bunny if that's more conducive. And then just Crime Stoppers can have that inside, you know, area to gather things. But we've got a pretty good system. You know, if you got kids a little bit older, you could be there a little bit later. You wouldn't have to be there right at 10:30 because 10:30 is for the little toddlers. They'll go out, and about every 8 minutes or so, we send out the next wave of kids, and then to bring those back. And we got about 350 bags this year of Easter candy. So we had 375 last year. We had about 40 or 50, and I didn't need that extra sitting around my house, you know. So we had to do that.
Where will they be hit at then around Crosscut Park?
So they'll be out in the old, in the ball diamond in the out ball there, diamond. Out in the right field or left field, depending on which diamond you're looking at, but where the old big diamond used to be, they'll just be spread out. You'll see them. They'll collect them. They'll bring them out, and then we'll dump them back out again. So it's, again, it's more for the real little ones, for the picture opportunity, and just, you know, families can take pictures out there with all the eggs in the background and just seeing their kids pick it up. And again, the photo opportunity for the Easter egg hunt, and it's an opportunity to let people know that the mission around, we are a newer church compared to some of the old ones, you know, some that have been here for 100 years, you know, so it's just an opportunity for get the word out about the mission and the Crime Stoppers too, what they do for our community. So it's, like I said, it's a great partnership, and now the movie in the afternoon just worked out great that you can make a day of it. Come, you know, I'm sure Culver's would love it, you know, pop on down. They know that they've got the Easter egg hunt, use that chippy, get lunch, and then pop on back for the afternoon movie.
Sounds good. Now, 10:30 right away is when the youngest go. When do the 60-year-olds get to go out?
I'll save you a bag for that. Extra. That way I don't tempt myself.
All right. Well, thank you, Jamie.
No, thank you.
Bye. Yeah, so it's going on again tomorrow in our fair town here, the Mission and Crime Stoppers Easter Egg Hunt at the Killian Meyer Building, Crosscut Park, Richland Center, beginning at 10:30 tomorrow.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com. and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer application. Join us in making a difference, one life, one step at a time.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Mark, today let's talk about children and funerals and, you know, kind of explaining what's going on to children.
Sure. So a lot of people ask, well, I have a child. Should I bring them to a funeral? Or I don't think I should bring a child and expose them to death and funerals. And that's really up to each individual parent and family of what to do with children. If they come to funerals, if they don't come to funerals, some will say it's very important for my children to see their loved one, you know, either in the casket or come to their memorial service. And the next one say that will cause great psychological damage to that child. I'm not going to tell you that any of these parents are wrong. They're all right in their own aspects. A lot of it's going to depend on how old is that child. You know, should you bring a child? Should you not bring a child to a funeral? What is that child's relationship with that individual that died? You know, is it a parent? Is it a grandparent? Is it somebody that they saw regularly? Was it a babysitter, a teacher, someone that they had a lot of interaction with? Or was it a family friend of yours that this child doesn't necessarily have any interaction with? So, potentially that's the time to expose the child to a funeral or death because they necessarily don't have that connection with that individual, or maybe that's not the time because it's an explanation that you may not be able to explain to them depending on their age. You know, is the child 3? Is the child 8? At some point, every child or individual does have to be kind of in the situation of attending a funeral or understanding what life and death is. So we're not saying it to not ever expose these children to it. For some parents, they say, well, I don't want to expose my child to it. Well, at some point, it's going to have to happen. So we do recommend at some point that that the parent does have that conversation, potentially bring that child to a visitation, to a funeral, to help kind of explain to them what is going on. What is the purpose of a funeral? You know, what is death? What is dying? What happens to us? Because as individuals, I could talk to your child, but I don't necessarily know what your personal belief system is. And that's really important for you to have that conversation with your child about what is death? What is dying? What is the afterlife? Is there an afterlife? You know, what happens to our body? What happens to our soul? You know, what is the purpose of a funeral? I had a minister explain it very well recently, where they say, you know, we're not necessarily here because this individual died. We're actually at the funeral home because the individual lived. And we're here to talk about that. So with children at funerals, that's a conversation that you need to have with them at some point of, you know, what is death? What is dying? It's not necessarily to overexpose the child to it, but it's also not to hinder the child to understand what is going to happen, what does happen in the world. So there is some exposure to it. There's a lot of good online resources for parents to read. We have some at the funeral home booklets to take home. There's a lot of things online. But a lot of it is you can protect your child to a point, but we also do recommend to some people that you do also have to, at some point, broach that topic. Because is it better for you to broach that topic with your child? And maybe it's something that you don't bring your child to a visitation or funeral with you, but maybe